From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Israeli novelist Amos Oz has just published a new work of fiction called The Same Sea. Alan Chews has a review.
The Same Sea tells the story of Albert Danon, a widower from Haifa, a man haunted by his late wife's memory, and mourning in another way also, because Rico, his son, has taken off on a trek to Tibet and doesn't seem to be coming back any time soon. Meanwhile, the boy's girlfriend, Dita, a hip, promiscuous screenwriter, moves into Rico's old room and slowly but surely seduces the father. Even this much of the plot might make this novel seem a little tawdry and too pathetic to be called beautiful, but it moves along in a series of lyrical cameos and shows off Amos Oz's gift for finding the divine in the everyday and revealing the light behind even the nastiest self-serving behavior, as in, say, that of a would-be movie producer who, after promising to make Dita's script into a film, makes off with all of the girl's money. Let me quote just a little, as when the novelist narrator shows us how the mountain range outside Rico's window looks like a woman, powerful, serene, asleep on her side after a night of love. Or how the moon rises outside the novelist narrator's window, looking like a split eye, unsurprised at its own desolation. Or when the narrator brings back to life Albert's late wife, Rico's mother, and we listen to her speak her regret that we didn't take a second trip last summer to Crete, where night fell so slowly, and the salt smell mingled with the tang of the pines, and we drank wine with ewe's milk cheese, while the shadow of the mountains themselves were still illuminated in the distance by a light that promised that peace would come, and the water in the stream was icy, even though it was August. This lovely, powerful book reminded me as I read it of some of the great things a novel can do, how it can put us into a dream state, put us into contact with our beloved dead, and help us to recognize the hidden connections among all people and all things.
The novel is The Same Sea by Amos Oz. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.